Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is the question that will ensure your safety, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Acts chapter 16 and verse 30. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" We started this mini-series with a question or prayer that God asked that I pray. What must I do? We have, over the last few episodes, spoken about the importance of divine direction in our walk with God. Today, the Lord wants to speak to someone listening about the most important "what must I do" question to be asked. While it is good to ask "what must I do" in relation to our jobs, our marriages, our children, our purpose, and things like that, there is one "what must I do" that everyone should ask in their lifetime, and it is the "what must I do to be saved" question. You see, my dear listener, especially you who is not a Christ follower, a man called Jesus walked the earth over 2,000 years ago. Even anti-Christian historians will tell you that much. They will also tell you that that man Jesus was beaten and crucified on a cross for what looked to them like no apparent reason. All this is confirmable even by people who are not Christian. Now let me tell you the rest of that story. That man Jesus was sent by God. God loved you so much that he sent Jesus his son to die for you. Jesus died to take your sin away. Why is this such a big deal? Because all humans are born with the stain of sin. Even though they may act good, in the sight of God, they are sinners. God wants you and I to spend eternity with him. Yet, God cannot behold or condone sin. The penalty for sin ordinarily is death. So God comes up with a genius master plan. He sends his son to die in your place, to pay the penalty for your sin, so that you can spend eternity with him. All he asks is that you believe that his son Jesus died for your sin and rose again. Once you can believe, you are guaranteed an eternity with him. You see, my dear listener, one of two things will happen. We will either die, or Christ will come back to take his own. And that will be the start of the second phase of the period called eternity. In eternity, we will either be with God or in everlasting fire. The choice is ours. The question we all must ask is, what must I do to be saved? Thankfully, the verse after our anchor scripture answers this question. It says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." To you who isn't sure if you are saved, the truth is, you are not safe. Ask the question, take the answer, and run with it. Accept Jesus today. It is the best decision you will ever make. Let us pray. Father, this morning we pray for the thousands who will come into the kingdom today. Lord, let nothing stop them. Receive them, O God, and continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon if you were blessed. Or if you need more guidance on how to be saved, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.